Scene 6. The sound of the lawnmower becomes louder as we fade to the garden. Andrew Mellers is cutting the grass. The maid, Penny Duster, is speaking.
They're cutting you out, they are.
What?
Andrew Mellers, you ain't heard a word I've said about...
About what?
Well, as I was saying, none of which you heard because of that damn mower. The mistress, she was talking to Mr. Pushpulley. Well, she told him. I know because I was dusting in the next room and the study door was open just a crack.
You mean you eavesdropped?
A girl's gotta protect herself.
Then try the pill.
Look who's talking. The way you don't even wait to put on your galoshes.
I ain't got all day. I'm an enterprising man of business.
Penny Duster knows the difference between real business and monkey business.
Does she now? Well, how about playing monkey on the stick with me?
Oh, Andrew, you always have one end in mind, don't you?
Not at all. I'm for putting my iron in as many fires as I can.
Well, to come to the point,
just give
with
me a
my
minute.
Ear.
Your ear? That's a new twist.
Oh, you're so fresh, Andrew Mellers. With my ear next to the open door, I heard Mrs. Pushpulley say it was her who wrote the letter that brought the painting to St. Osling's.
Now, did she? That is interesting.
And she knowin' all the time someone else wrote it.
Are you sure she took it?
Took all the credit? All of it. Every bit.
Well, it's sure as I'm standing here that Mrs. Pushpulley asked for my advice.
And you told her the headmaster would be just the person to write a letter full of flowery words?
Mm-hmm. But I am a bit concerned, though.
Why's that?
I'm a card-carrying union member.
You were fairly elected.
But everyone else on the church committee's country club posh.